So I came here from New Jersey about 6 months ago, and I noticed that things are different in New Jersey than they are in North Carolina. My first church, I finished the service, and I walked to the narthex to greet people, and a couple of folks were over in the corner kind of whispering to each other, and finally they waited till everyone was gone and came up to me to shake my hand, and they said, "You're not from here, are you?" And I had no idea what they were talking about. Now I do. But things are different. You know, the weather's different. You all don't get any snow, right? Yes, my first winter in North Carolina. I was blamed for most of it. The weather is much nicer. I have to pump my own gas, though. Up in New Jersey, you drive to a gas station, and there's a little person in a little house, and you stay in your car, and they pump your gas, and they take your money, and you never get out of the car when it's raining or snowing or hot. So I always wonder, what's the difference? What's the difference? We won't even talk about pizza and bagels, okay? Some other time. But what's the difference? That's a really good question when we come to church and find that we're in the midst of a celebration called Trinity Sunday. Trinity Sunday. It says it in your bulletin. It says it on the wall over the hymn numbers. It's what some have called a Sunday that celebrates a doctrine. Unusual thing in our tradition. Most of our Sundays, don't they, honor a person or an event? They all honor Jesus Christ. But Christmas, that's the birth. Easter, that's the resurrection. Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Or we have some days that celebrate people, the conversion of St. Paul, or the feast of St. Luke. Those are some examples. But a doctrine, that's pretty unusual. And over the years, people have tried to explain exactly what the Trinity is. How can we have one God and have three persons? No matter what you call them, it still sounds suspiciously like three gods, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. St. Patrick gave us the clover, right? The three-leaf clover. Here's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it's still one thing, one clover. When I was in Sunday school, they taught me that H2O is always H2O, but sometimes it's steam, and sometimes it's water, and sometimes it's ice. Trinity. People have used the triangle, all kinds of images to teach us what the Trinity means, to explain it. It's very, very hard to explain. I'm not going to do that. But I am going to point something out to you from the Gospel today, which is from the Gospel of Matthew, where they mention the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right at the very end of the Gospel of Matthew. Now, you'll never find the word Trinity in the Bible. You can look it up, you can Google it. It's not in there. But Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is at the tail end of the Gospel of Matthew. And the funny thing is that most biblical scholars who study such things and do a lot of text analysis say that little chunk was not in the original writing. And this isn't a debate about whether it is or whether it isn't. But most biblical scholars say that was put in later by us, the church. It doesn't make it wrong, and it doesn't make it untrue. It makes it a matter of why did the church think this was so important to include? And the church continues to think it's so important that we have an entire Sunday, Trinity Sunday. Now, I found it very easy to get a better grasp on it if I looked back and looked forward in the church year, because this is really about the church calendar. So let's look back to the church calendar for a minute, and we'll start with Advent, right? Beginning of the church year. That introduces Christmas.
the incarnation, we walk through that season into Epiphany when we're showing forth Christ, and then we move into Lent and Holy Week. That's the story of Jesus' ministry and his last days on earth. We move with him through that journey on Holy Week to Easter, the resurrection, the ascension, which unfortunately got relegated to a Thursday, so we generally forget about it a little bit. And then the Feast of the Pentecost, which was last week. Coming of the Holy Spirit. The whole mission completed. And here we are, Trinity Sunday. I have to tell you, knowing that story doesn't really help me understand Trinity, but looking forward and seeing Trinity as this kind of fulcrum in the middle does. Okay, so where are we going now? Next week when you come here, it'll be what they call the season after Pentecost. It doesn't even have its own name. Some people call it ordinary time. If you go to the Roman church, you'll find that. But that's that long rest of the season stretches all the way to Advent 1. Remember that from over here? It goes right to the beginning of the next year. That season is designed in the lectionary, that is, the lessons we read every week. That season is designed to teach us what we are to know and show us what we are to do to be disciples. So you'll come here and you'll hear the stories, parables, a lot of stuff from Jesus' ministry. Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. Blessed are those who mourn. If someone strikes you on the cheek, turn the other cheek. Build your house on a rock. Feed these, the least of mine. That's what we're doing from here on out. And when you look at it that way, you can see that Trinity Sunday is this kind of taking a breath, and now we're ready to walk. So we're going to walk into our discipleship, and suddenly behind us, the whole need to know exactly what the Trinity means is not quite as important. But the meaning in the Trinity for me, when I look at it that way, is the relationship. My God is in relationship. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, the one who knows me, and I know him. That's Jesus. The Holy Spirit that gives me power to keep making those steps. That's a relationship. And that's exactly how we're to do it. Disciples do discipleship in relationship. So we have to be in relationship with each other, with our God, with our neighbor, especially the least, in order to be disciples. So take a nice deep breath on Trinity Sunday. We're going to be telling you over the next while in this crazy church calendar we use, how to be disciples. And I think Bishop Curry said it really well a couple of weeks ago. He said he had seen it on the church sign. Three statements. Love God, love your neighbor, change the world. That's what we're about. Amen.